So, I have been preaching about the Genesis creation story, Genesis chapter 1. And interestingly, chapter 2 begins with actually God resting. So I'd like to mention three things that I've been reflecting this week about it. First is, yes, the importance of resting. I have read a few articles about, among the advanced countries, Americans are the worst about taking a rest and taking a vacation. Actually, even on the day you're supposed to rest, there's something that makes you to not feel like resting. So you work, or your company makes you work, or you run, or you do something. The word Sabbath, it means actually to cease. If you may add, to cease what you have been doing before. What does that mean? To cease.
To stop.
Yes. To stop and not doing at all. When we say to cease, it has been ceased. Doesn't mean like there's one or two things still going. It means it's completely stopped. Or in God's context, He has finished what He was doing. So it's not only that it's important to the rest, but also developing a certain lifestyle, cycle, work, whichever way we may want to put, is that we feel the completeness. In a way, there's a psychological thing that unless I feel what I have been doing is complete or finished, I probably cannot rest. So there is that nuance in there too. God didn't just rest because it was the seventh day. God rested because all the things He has been doing has been finished or completed. And also, important thing about another importance comes to us actually. If you look at the creation process, God created the heaven and earth and all the animals and everything in it, and then God rested. Does that sound like a responsible God? I mean, you make something and you just go and take a rest. I mean, you give birth to children and you go say, my children is born, so I go and take a rest. It doesn't work like that, right? I mean, anybody's parent, probably. No. Parenting goes how long? When does it stop?
Never.
Yes. Never stops. So, how come then God rested? So that's where we come in. God created humans in the image and likeness of God. If you can juggle a lot about what does it mean by the image and likeness, but one suggestion is that we are capable of what God's doing. We have the same character and same nature and possibly same ability, not whole scale of creating whole universe, but in the scale of something that's similar nature. So God created humans and then put us in charge of taking care of what has been created, and then God rested. So our job in that context is, again, we are here to take care of all the things, not to take advantage of or exploit them, but we are here to nurture them. We are here to take care of them. We're here to protect them. And for that, human beings haven't done a really great job. So we are seeing some consequences of that. And my prayer is always that my generation will wake up and do a little better, and next generation will understand better, and hopes goes continue so that we can recover this and make the earth a better place again. That's one of my continued prayers. And third is about spiritual process. And Sirumbuk's kind of focus is here, is that the six stages we go through, that in we call it regeneration, spiritual cultivation, that we begin with receiving a light and perceiving something that's better, something that is truer, more spiritual. We focus on getting there, but we don't know where yet. And next process comes in digging into what we know and dividing what we know as one set of knowledge that's beneficial to this life on earth. And there's other knowledge that enhances and helps us to get to deeper and truer truth. And there comes, next stage is, that's the dividing of the waters. The next stage comes now, the dry land appears. Dry land kind of symbolizes a certain place in your mind. We are kind of putting those knowledges together and making sure that I have them, and then confirm them with like applying them in a small bit. That's the green things that comes up into the dry land. And the next stage is we get to have sun and the moon and the stars, that we are internally confirmed and affirmed that the way we are trying to pursue is really good for me and it's truer. And we see that light that's standing and not disappearing because they are permanent. And the fifth day comes with the animals. Because animals are now, we are now finally willingly being able to actually live what we have been learning and affirming and confirming. And above all, we get to enjoy them. So, if you may think that why is it hard to do good things, or why is my heart resistant, you know, to something that I believe to be good, is because it takes 5 days in this creation process to actually get to enjoy what is good, what is true, even after acknowledging and agreeing with that. So we agree, we see it, we learn it, we understand it, we agree with it, we do many times, we confirm it, affirm it, then we get to a stage that I like it. I like to do it. And after that comes human beings. So human beings are in the image and likeness of God, not just because we have a better brain, but because in a sense that we are capable of receiving the love from God and also understanding the truth from God, and we are capable of making them one. Meaning, living the truth that we perceive and we agree and we understand. So, when we are able to do that, finally, God says, "You're done, and I can take rest from you." And the other promise then is, until then, God is not resting. God is not taking a rest from us. So how long does it take to help a human being to be truly good and angelic? Who knows?
A lifetime?
A lifetime, perhaps. Perhaps longer. We don't know. But maybe 3 lifetimes. Who knows, right? But God will not rest. God will not take a rest until we are complete. And that's a promise. So may God bless you in this continued journey and process, and your understanding and acceptance, but also your willingness to live what you believe and perceive to be true. Amen.
Amen. Amen.